Later this month, First Christian Church in Fayetteville will, for the third consecutive autumn, sponsor the local edition of Congo Awareness Week. The 7 days are dedicated to reminding people here about the trials involved in living every day in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. It's the second largest country by size in Africa and has a population of more than 70 million. Before we learn about this year's Congo Awareness Week, here's just a bit from the story we did about the observation last year. Poppy Mumutausi, a member of the First Christian Church and a native of the DRC, came to our studio last year. He had come to the United States after witnessing horrors in his home country.
People are still dying every day, and there is no significant effort, even if the deployment of more than 18,000 peacekeepers on that part of the Congo. But everything's still happening, killing people, raping women, of every age.
Last year, Poppy was attending the University of Arkansas. He's finished his coursework there and has now been accepted to the Clinton School of Public Policy in Little Rock. Conditions in the Congo remain dire. Torn apart by civil war for decades, the country has been cited by many international observers as having the highest record of rapes in the world. A recent study by the American Journal of Public Health suggests as many as 1,000 per day. The country also has the largest deposit of minerals used in cell phones and similar electronics. The battle over the rights to those minerals has contributed to the ongoing civil war and violence. Congo Awareness Week is designed to raise issues connected to the country and its people, according to Cheryl Seibert with First Christian Church in Fayetteville.
We just want to specifically, during this week, focus on the Congo and give people some ideas and also some hope of what can be done. Now, is it going to change the whole world? Is it going to make everything suddenly better? No. But there are people that it will affect just through our actions, and I think it just gives people hope for making a small difference in the world.
The week of events begins Sunday, October 16th, with an address at the church from Reverend Sandra Gourdet, a guest minister with experience in Congo. The next night, the documentary Crisis in the Congo, Uncovering the Truth, will be screened at the church. A silent prayer vigil is scheduled for Tuesday night that week. On Wednesday the 19th, the church will again encourage a sellout. That's spelled C-E-L-L. The idea? To restrict cell phone use for at least part of the day. Again, Cheryl Seibert.
What we're trying to do with the sellout, and it's not just First Christian Church, it's places around the country and around the world that participate on this particular day and during this particular week, to just take a break from the cell phone, maybe for an hour or as long as you want, just in recognition and maybe in solidarity with the people in Congo, to recognize that the mineral that's powering these devices that we use and that we need are coming from the Congo, and that people are suffering because of it.
Our story last year also included Allie Kirkpatrick, a member of the church congregation with a strong connection to the Congo. It was during our conversation last year that her husband Kirk was in the process of heading to Congo to adopt a young girl orphaned by the violence there. He spent 3 weeks in Kinshasa, and now Allie and Kirk's daughter Janie is at home with them and her brother Ian in Fayetteville. Kirk says his time spent in the Congo left a lasting impression.
There is such a gap between the rich and the poor, and a large quantity of them are poor. And going to the orphanages, I visited more than one, and it's amazing to see, even though they don't have the resources, that they still take care of each other. The older girls take care of the younger girls. The older boys take care of the younger boys. But there's just such a need for resources that it's just moving on how what we have here is such a luxury than what's there.
Allie Kirkpatrick has been involved with the organization and promotion of the local Congo Awareness Week the past 2 years, but now, with Janie as part of her family, she says she feels an even deeper responsibility to inform people about the Congo.
I do. I feel a real connection with the people there and a desire to bring to light, you know, some of what is going on and how a lot of Americans are unknowingly playing a role in that. You know, like we've mentioned the cell phones a couple times now, but I still hear of people saying, oh, oh, there's a new iPhone coming out, I've got to have it, or, oh, there's an iPad too, and I'm thinking, didn't that just come out like a year ago? Do you really need to upgrade that? I mean, can't you wait until your other one really needs to be replaced? I mean, I imagine it would save you a little bit of money anyways, but just, you know, the human impact is so much greater. I've also looked around to find fair trade goods that are coming out of the Congo, and I found one organization that's really neat that provides jobs directly to disabled women who have had polio. And they're so marginalized there that this is a huge opportunity, and they're paid a fair wage for the product that they're creating. And I think that's one thing we can do in, you know, online shopping, just check to see if things are fair trade, you know, and if they're not, maybe reconsider.
The local events this month also include a talk from a pair of doctors from Siloam Springs who lived in Congo, a Friday night Congolese meal and fundraiser to support ongoing relief efforts in the Congo, and the annual Walk for the Congo will be held Saturday morning, October 22nd at Gully Park. Proceeds from that event are used for transportation and microcredit projects in Congo. For more information about the 2011 Congo Awareness Week, you can call First Christian Church in Fayetteville. The number is 442-4674. You can also go online to the church website, fccfayetteville.org. This is Ozarks at Large.